8+.
Live. You can bring up anything you would like at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And also, we've got Skype. You can Skype us at username lrn.fm. Ian here with you tonight.
And Mark.
Finally, back the both of us in the studio here after a wonderful weekend in San Jose, California at the Bitcoin conference. If you missed it, we've got the archives over at freetalklive.com, which should give you a taste of what you missed. Because that's all we can ever do. I mean, whether it's the Porcupine Freedom Festival or the Liberty Forum or now the Bitcoin conference are kind of yearly events. And I'm hoping Bitcoin becomes yearly because it was awesome.
And, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And I think the people there were great and open to the ideas of Liberty and very interested in, like, the Free State Project and Free Talk Live and the things that we were doing there. So that was cool. And really, like, smart group of up-and-coming people who are making a real difference, a real impact in the world. So you don't want to miss that next year if you missed it this year, because I'm sure it's going to be even bigger. And how much bigger is really the big question, because Bitcoin's big now, but how much larger will the Bitcoin phenomenon be in a year from now? Well, of course, it could fall off a cliff and die completely. But
it could.
You know, it could also triple in size. So.
I got my money on that one.
Yeah.
By the way, you'll be able to see the panels and talks. There's a video of all of them. I know you stayed at the booth, but I had panels to host. And there's video and audio of all those. And
There will be. It's not available yet, right?
I can't answer as to when it's going to be available. It's not like I've been hunting it down. I was there. So if you just go to Bitcoin2013.com, keep your eye there. I think that that's probably where it'll show up.
Yeah, I was so glad to be at this event, and I was also glad that there was a real great, strong Liberty contingent. I mean, obviously, a lot of the people attracted to Bitcoin are, I think, by their nature, going to be more Liberty-oriented, I think a lot of them. Not all of them. Some of them are really, there's a handful of them that have a real hard-on for being regulated by the state. So it wasn't a libertarian event, per se, but there was certainly a strong core of voluntarists and liberty-minded folks that were attending this event. In fact, there were a couple of handful of tables at the vendor booths that were being run by pure liberty-minded folks, like Angela Keaton from antiwar.com. Got to spend the weekend with you, Angela. It was great. Thanks for being there and showing us a good time in California.
I'm very, very glad that we got to do this, especially under the guise of Bitcoin, not bombs.
And that's right.
Of which Free Talk Live is one of the media sponsors. So we just, your show is one of the sponsors. So very, very excited and very, very grateful for all your help last weekend at Bitcoin 2013.
Well, yeah, and when we were hanging out at the conference, you kind of gave us a little clue that there was going to be some big news coming out this week about antiwar.com and apparently a lawsuit involving the ACLU, and you guys are going after the FBI. I was sent the news by you, but honestly, I've been running around so much, I haven't had a chance to read it all. So maybe you could kind of bring us all up to speed, everybody who's tuned in that doesn't have any idea what we're talking about here.
Well, that'd be great. Back in 2011, the organization for which I worked for, antiwar.com, was slipped some documents, in fact, to our webmaster, Erica Garris. It was just something, basically just a link on the site Scribd, where people can file, put large documents with the big government documents or historical archives. And someone found a request to a Freedom of Information Act request by a very obscure hobbyist blogger who wanted to know more about one of the tangents related to 9/11, and received a huge file, which contains several pages about antiwar.com, and specifically our editorial director, Justin Raimondo, who's one of the founders of the website. And in it, were several blacked out and redacted lines as well. But what had happened was, apparently, at least, and they were able to get this data out of them by reading that file, in April of 2004, under FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, was interested in finding out who was funding antiwar.com and which foreign agencies that Eric Garris and Justin Raimondo may be working on behalf of, and who our donors are. And this triggered an investigation. Well, those documents, you know, those were, at least the investigation was active in 2004. In October of 2011, our organization handed material over to the ACLU, and they did their own investigation and decided that that they would file a Freedom of Information requests on behalf of several staff members and the organization. Specifically, they were given a year to do so, and what has happened is the FBI has not been forthcoming with any documents on Eric Garris or Just Raimondo or antiwar.com, which leads people to speculate, and I just want to be very careful I'm using this language here, that the investigation is ongoing. So in other words, that means for the past at least 9 years, antiwar.com and its key staff members have been under surveillance by the FBI.
Boy, how much does that cost, a 10-year-long investigation?
You know, that's a good question, especially since most of the answers for which the FBI was seeking were easily have been found by doing a quick web search.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess they have to believe you at that point. You know, where's this funding come from? I don't believe them. And, of course, it's completely the truth.
And it's, you know, our average donor gives us $45 to $50. Not that I would not turn down major foundation donations. Mm-hmm. I mean, after all, you know with antiwar.com exactly what you're getting. We just don't change anything based on donors, and we're kind of obnoxious that way. But we're very, very happy to take money from almost anywhere. So just, you know, if you're interested, just it's Akeet at antiwar.com if you happen to be a billionaire and want to donate some filthy lucre on us.
If they throw a billion at you, feel free to get back in touch with us, especially if they heard about it on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, that's right.
We could use a piece of that, too.
We'll be changing our name to Anti-War Radio. Yeah, I mean, I respect deeply that somebody can't buy any kind of news from antiwar.com. In fact, that's what antiwar.com is it is a press outlet.
And one that does, and the ACLU lawyers have wanted to impress this upon me is that, to keep this simple, this is a First Amendment, this is a Freedom of the Press case, but if you look at the filings, which is Raimondo and Garris versus the Federal Bureau of Investigation, that you will see that they're this is somewhat complicated, but looking for declaratory injunctive relief for violation of the Freedom of Information Act and the Privacy Act.
So, translation?
Yes. Oh, translation. You got to stop. You have to hand over the files, and you've got to hand over the files, and you have to stop snooping.
Now, okay. So I don't know much about the federal laws and all that, and I don't know if you do either. But you're obviously involved in the case, so maybe you can explain what have they done that's illegal here? I guess I'm confused. I mean, doesn't the federal government investigate people? I mean, is it illegal for them to investigate folks, or is there some sort of information they've gleaned through some illegal means? I'm confused.
Well, there's several things. I mean, what had happened was called a threat assessment of antiwar.com is what the FBI did. But basically, that under the Freedom of Information Act, is that a year after these were requested, that Eric Garris, Justin Raimondo are entitled to their information. And the FBI has failed to deny the request, and has failed to provide any responsive records, and has failed to assert any grounds upon which the requested records could be withheld.
So let me see if I've got it straight. So there's somebody who's kind of somewhat knowledgeable about anti-war who, through an Information Act request, was able to find out that you guys have been investigated. You guys asked for the details of that investigation via the Freedom of Information Act, and they have refused to provide it.
Right, provide anything. And repeat, have failed to deny it as well. Mm-hmm. And there's been are not responding. So the inference that's being made is that the investigation has been ongoing or is ongoing.
That I suppose one could infer that, or they just don't feel like giving you the information that they have.
But that would be a violation of the Freedom of Information Act. But is it a violation of that act to not give information if the investigation is ongoing? I mean, if all they have to say is, well, we don't have to turn this over. We haven't closed this case. So therefore, you can just wait another decade until we finally decide to close the case if we ever do.
Or they can just claim to have an open investigation of anybody who makes a filing asking for freedom of information, therefore making that law completely moot.
I find this case disturbing, and Angela, you can stick with us to talk more, correct?
Yes.
All right, stand by. We'll bring Angela Keaton back. She is one of the folks over at antiwar.com. Great website. Very informative. You can also take control as well. 855-453.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Waller, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-453. You can also join us on Skype. Maybe you've got a question for Angela Keaton from antiwar.com. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, although if you want to talk to Angela, you'll have to call on the phones because she is on Skype at the moment. 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. Also, this show is brought to you by the Free State Project. Coming up in less than a month, we will be broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
June 17th through the 23rd.
Porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. It's not too late to get your early discount tickets for $50 for the whole week. Nemi is actually going to be going to her first Porcupine Freedom Festival. And I should turn on your microphone because you were unfortunately a little bit late.
I was tardy.
Better to have you than not.
Well,
so
thank you
for being here.
I'm really excited about Porkfest this year.
First
time ever. I've never been. Never set foot.
It's Porkfest X, the 10th anniversary edition of Porkfest. So if you're going to go to a Porkfest, this is a good one.
Well, good.
Lou Rockwell, Dr. Mary Ruart, David Friedman. These are big names in the Liberty community. They're going to be speaking. Bob Murphy's like a mainstay at Porkfest
at
this point.
But he's certainly well.
He will be there. He will be there. In fact, from what I understand, Bob Murphy will be hosting the karaoke this year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
The man's a born entertainer. I love watching him.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. And you'll get to do all kinds of different things because at Porkfest, there's so much to do. Multiple things are happening at once. It's a campground. It's 1,000 liberty-loving people all together for an entire week. Go to porkfest.com, learn more, get signed up. We'll look forward to seeing you there. And I don't know if we're going to see Angela this year. Angela, when are you coming back up to New Hampshire?
I will be back in 2014.
Excellent. We'll look forward to that.
You can't keep me away too long.
We got to get you out of, where do you live, L.A.?
I live in West Hollywood.
Okay. Yeah, there's no freedom. You're not going to get freedom there, are you? You don't think?
It's, we have free Hollywood. Of course, it took, as soon as West Hollywood became an independent city, back in the 80s, it created its own set of crazy making laws. But that's another story for another time.
I bet it is.
I want to address some of the questions that you left off with before the break, which was, now the ACLU maintains that there is no legal basis for the FBI's failure to respond to anti-war.com's request.
Right. You're asking, anti-war.com has requested information from the FBI regarding what they've gleaned in their investigations of antiwar.com over the last decade, which you guys basically stumbled into finding out that you've been under investigation. They have not responded, so now the ACLU's joined in on this. And go ahead.
Well, I mean, and just want to make a few other points here too, is that this behavior, is well within our rights. I mean, all we're doing is basic free speech and however people feel or think about the Constitution, that these are supposedly rights guaranteed to us in the U.S. But the FBI's failure to provide a substantive response, this is really important in the pleadings, it's not just violating the Freedom of Information Act and the Privacy Act, but it's denying us what the FBI's surveillance practices look like, especially with regard to media and private citizen engagement and protected speech.
I think it's fascinating because I know that up here in New Hampshire and Keene, we have also been under investigation by the FBI. And I wouldn't know where to begin square one with filing a Freedom of Information request, but I sure would be interested in getting some information like that, too. And you guys, they're just basically not even responding to you. Not only are they not giving you the information you request, they're not even denying you. They're just basically ignoring it.
They're ignoring it. And if you remember, I'm sorry, and I'm not sure if I made this clear, in the initial documents that were, the initial set of documents that were found on the Scribd site, is that an FBI analyst, while it recognized that antiwar.com was constitutionally protected, it still recommended opening an investigation and continued FBI monitoring of the site.
Mm. So I'm sitting here trying to look at this from the standpoint of the Federal Bureau of Investigations. And we know from other Freedom of Information stuff that had previously been garnered by another person, that they were investigating anti-war, basically asking questions the answers to which they could find on the internet, but they were conducting their own investigation at probably hundreds of thousands of dollars an hour, and trying to find out things like who funds antiwar.com. And what countries, is that the statement that you'd made?
Right, which foreign agencies, which people from, people who might be representing foreign governments, and foreign governments themselves. Now, keep in mind that our average donation is $45 to $50. So, I mean, this is, if we're receiving, and I don't do research into every single person who donates us beyond, of course, we thank them and, mm-hmm. We're grateful for, grateful for these, requests. But, That's it. But regardless, though, it's a matter, you have a right to give, to take and receive money from individual donors. And we certainly, of course, owe no one anything in terms of who gives us money ultimately. That's a private act, a voluntary, private, consensual behavior.
So is there a problem if, legally, from a legal standpoint, is there a problem if Saddam Hussein's writing you a big check?
Dear God, yes, of course it would be I don't want to speak on behalf of the case here, but that would, of course, immediately trigger all sorts of investigations. And that, but what triggered the investigation was not anything to do with any of the funding received. That was just a pretext. What had triggered the investigation was antiwar.com had published an online terror watch site that had been available on other sites. Was not a scoop by antiwar.com. It was merely just reposting something that had already been available.
And what is this Terror Watch site? I'm confused by that.
Okay, what triggered the initial investigation by the FBI, or so the claim made in the file. All we had to go by is that initial script file.
Right.
That was found in 2011. Antiwar.com, just in doing its news, links to all sorts of things and publishes all sorts of information. It just happened to be that the information one day was a terror watch list of people who might be on a terror watch list. This was information print that was information that was already publicly available. Mm-hmm. This link was already publicly available, just as many things that when we reprint New York Times, stories. This is information that's available anywhere.
Right. So you wrote a story about a terror watch list that was available on the internet,
right,
and linked to that terror watch list that was available on the internet.
And then they flagged you and began a 10-year investigation.
And that means you're bad people.
Right. Well, apparently. Obviously, we're just drawing the conclusions. I mean, just based on only the information that we have that I can see on the file. I'm not trying to speculate beyond that.
Well, you wouldn't have to speculate if they would have given you the information you asked as the Freedom of Information Act.
So what's the goal of the lawsuit against the FBI? Is it just to get the info out of the FOIA?
Their stated purposes, of course, are to, of course, get them to stop the investigation and turn over what they currently have, which, of course, is, Garrison Raimondo's constitutionally the second right to have that information.
Wow. And this was just filed recently?
Just yesterday.
Well, keep us updated on this, Angela.
I hope you will. Was there anything else you wanted to add?
Nope. Just thank you very, very much for letting me get the basics of this case out.
Awesome. Keep us in the loop. Angela Keaton from antiwar.com. Great website. Make sure you bookmark it. And thanks for the call tonight, Angela.
Thank you.
Yep, we're coming up. 855, 453. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker. Built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you there. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Nami,
and Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Hey, we've got listening options. Live streams. We've got three different sizes. There's a little stream, a mid-sized stream, and a big stream. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in any one of those 24 hours a day. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is airing there. We've also got over 115 great radio stations coast-to-coast that air the show at various times throughout the week. We're also up on XM, where you can find us on two channels. All 7 days we're on XM. Plus, we're on free-to-air satellite, which is available across North and Central America, thanks to Bitcoin. In addition to that, we got webcam that you can watch online, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in.
Have you considered getting some kind of storable food for an emergency situation? It's not a bad idea. It's insurance, because you never know what kind of emergency situation is going to arise, how long you're going to be without power, how long you might be out of work, or what might happen. It's a good idea to have some stored food on hand. And if that stored food is the Legacy Premium brand available through food.freetalklive.com, it's an extra good idea because the meals cost, it's less than $1.50 a meal for the Legacy Premium brand there at food.freetalklive.com. And they're the only stored food that's 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, and preservative-free. There's a whole wide variety of meals. You can go get the Mega Sampler Pack there, and like I said, it's less than $1.50 a meal at food.freetalklive.com, and you'll see all the different types of options, many of the different types of options that they have. They also have vegetarian and gluten-free options, and they're one of the very few companies that put an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. They are the best in price, storability, and taste. You can go view the comparison chart there at food.freetalklive.com. See for yourself. It's food.freetalklive.com.
All right, so there's news about Detroit, and it's not good, and it never is.
Well, that's not always true. There is some good news out of Detroit, but if you
go right
ahead.
You're right about that. There is the news about the police shutting
down, private
security
forces
coming up and into their place. I know Pete Ayer was out there visiting recently, and he went and actually met up with one of those groups. So you're right about that. I meant from the Detroit city government. News is not good for them. And in this case, RT has the story, RT.com. The city of Detroit, Michigan is days away from running out of money. And this was written several days ago. And a state-appointed emergency manager says the situation is dire. Kevin Orr was hired by Michigan back in March to meet with leaders in Detroit to try and figure a way to save the once-thriving city from total bankruptcy. On Sunday, he released the first report to show his findings over the past month and a half, and his assessment painted a picture of a city in far worse shape than many had thought.
I love the term total bankruptcy. Like they've been in bankruptcy up for quite some time up till now.
Yeah, this is just an update.
Now they're entering total bankruptcy.
Yeah, and we've been following this just awful situation that is Detroit for several years on this program. It's fascinating to watch it fall to pieces.
Right, and they have whole different tiers of disaster than, say, normal people or businesses or something like that. When if a business or a person was in the financial state that Detroit was in, they would have been bankrupt long ago.
Oh, yeah.
But because they have this sort of power to, I guess, this claim of ownership over all the land inside of the area that they call Detroit, they have just kind of a different set of rules for themselves. Yeah, sure, they're completely irresponsible in how they spend money, but they have this guarantee of money, and they don't even have to provide services to get it.
Well, I have a guarantee of money from anyone that stays in Detroit, and over time, people are leaving. So
right, people are actually voting with their feet when it comes to Detroit.
So from that perspective, they don't really have a true guarantee. Like, they know somebody's going to pay some taxes, but there's also a bunch of people who just aren't paying anymore because why bother? Your house is worth next to nothing, and who cares if they take it from you because the city's already sitting on a bunch of property that they can't do anything with.
I'm laughing. I'm not laughing at those people's dilemma. I'm laughing at the utter incompetence of the municipal organization known as Detroit.
Well, right, but this is what happens with governments. And Detroit is just a large example of something that's happening at some level or another to most municipal organizations. Many of them are having a difficult time funding their operations.
Everything was fine and dandy during the real estate boom, a half a decade ago or whatever it was. Cities and towns, counties and states were flush with money. It just kept coming in and coming in. And, everybody back then thought,
it's going to last forever.
Housing prices are just going to last forever. Well, you can't tell that to bureaucrats. The hard reality can hit an individual, and it'll smack them right in the teeth, and they have to figure out how to modify their lives. But government bureaucrats, they don't run by the same rules that we do. They've just continued spending the way they were spending that period of time. They haven't given up. Here in Keene, I don't get to see every town, and I'm sure that some
the budget's
towns
going up around here.
Some towns around the nation, I'm sure that belts have been tightened. But here in Keene, they just keep on taking more and more money.
Yeah, they're even talking about raising parking revenue now.
They continue to pay lip service to how they have to provide better, more efficient services to people, their constituents or whatever. But they don't do it because they can't do it. Show me the government that can get more efficient.
According to Orr's report, the one-time headquarters of the automobile industry is 1 month away from running out of cash, yet owes billions. He wrote that the city of Detroit continues to incur expenditures in excess of revenues despite cost reductions and proceeds from long-term debt issuances. In other words, Detroit spends more than it takes in. It is clearly insolvent on a cash flow basis. The study also found that without a significant restructuring of its debt, the city will be unable to break the cycle of damaging cutbacks in essential municipal services and investments. So, despite already cutting back, because they had to, it's still not good enough. They still haven't cut back enough to where their revenues are actually more than what they're expending, and that's typical of government. They just don't have the right incentives to make these things work.
One of these things that you always hear from, that I've been hearing recently, and from the Democrat side of the aisle, is that austerity doesn't work. That austerity doesn't work. They say it over and over again. Austerity doesn't work. And I just want to know, I mean, I guess the other option is for governments to spend their way out of insolvency. Does that sound right to you?
I don't see how you can do that.
I'm not asking you for your assessment as to how possible this is. I'm asking you for what other options these people could possibly be talking about.
There's another option. You shut down the idea of the state in the first place, and you let the market handle it. You let people who are concerned, people in search of profit, people who want to be charitable, you let those people handle whatever the services were that the city was handling.
That is an alternative to austerity, because there's not necessarily a reason for austerity if you were to turn it over to the marketplace. Now,
correct,
some people call this privatization. I'd like to distinguish that from turning it over to one company that then gets a monopoly for doing...
That's what privatization typically is.
Whatever that service is. And I don't, you know, maybe that would be more efficient, maybe it wouldn't be more efficient, but it is certainly not what we're talking about. We're talking about turning over services, important services,
right,
to the marketplace and letting them then provide those services. What services does the city of Detroit provide that currently they've just shut down on? For instance, police. Right, like full on. Detroit's not responding to 911 calls anymore.
Certain ones they're not responding to. Certain police departments are not open at night.
Right, they're not open at night. They're not. They're only basically doing business hours.
So we'll come back with more on what's happening in Detroit. 855-450-FREE, the emergency financial crisis that they're experiencing there. That is, well, it's been going on for a long time, but now it looks like it might be peaking. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you live in the area and you'd like to give us the inside scoop. You can do that, or bring up anything you would like. This is Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you would like at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we have on the site. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We lost Nemi. She had some personal emergency she had to go and attend to. Anyway, we'll take your calls at 855-453. We've been talking about Detroit, and they are in trouble big time. The emergency manager has been brought in to take a look-see at what the details are financially with Detroit. We've known it's been bad, and that's what he found out. Found out how bad it truly is. Apparently, they've declared a state of fiscal emergency. The Michigan Governor Rick Snyder said in March of Detroit, that there's probably no city that's more financially challenged in the entire United States. Told Detroit Mayor David Bing that he'd be appointing an emergency manager, which his name is Kevin Orr, to assist with operations. Initially, the Detroit City Council rejected the governor's decision. We feel like we have the tools necessary to do it, that somebody else does not have to come in and do it for us, said the council president Charles Pugh to the AP at the time. But ultimately, Snyder sent Orr to assess the situation, a decision the mayor endorsed because, according to him, we have to learn to make the best out of a bad situation. Because, obviously, the council, in his statement, the council president, in his statement, they have the tools necessary to do it, that someone else doesn't have to do it for them. Well, what are you waiting for? Because whatever you need to do, you haven't done by now because it is a disaster situation. So that's why they put this emergency manager in place, so he can come in from the outside and, you know, give some level of an honest assessment of, some detached assessment from what's going on there. Now, with the completion of Orr's first report, the details of that dilemma are fully being revealed. The story, by the way, from RT.com. Orr wrote that a number of issues are keeping Detroit from staying afloat much longer. He says, by the way, that they have about a month left, and this was written about a week ago. Orr found that, let's see here, including an ever-growing deficit, loads of liabilities, and rampant mismanagement in terms of city services. At the end of fiscal year 2012, Detroit had negative cash flows of $115.5 million, and things have only worsened. By the end of April, the city was holding on to $64 million in cash, but was obligated to the tune of roughly $226 million. Orr found, additionally, that the city has liabilities including pension obligations, bonds, and loans, totaling... Go ahead, Mark. Just one city. Just one city. Pension obligations, bonds, and loans. These are their liabilities.
$100 million.
$9.4 billion, including $5.7 billion in unfunded retiree benefit obligations, and expects the total deficit to top $380 million by June 30th. At that point, the city will have to either defer pension payments and other obligations or pray for a miracle. Ain't no bank going to bail him out of this one, I don't think.
Because God's interested in whether or not Detroit goes insolvent or not. If God cared about the financial state of Detroit, he wouldn't have let them get into this state.
Now,
I suppose the possibility exists that God wishes to show his true colors, his awesome power by letting Detroit really just kind of destroy itself, and then he's going to truly show a miracle at that point. But it would at that point be a miracle. Pray for a miracle. That's what you got.
That's about all they have left, because the bills aren't going to stop stacking up. The city of Detroit, in a month's time, because they're saying this is a month away, in 1 month's time, they're not going to be able to turn around $380 million. They're just not going to be able to. That's going to be their current deficit at the end of June. They're not going to be able to come up with that. So that raises the question, and I don't know if we've seen this question answered yet anywhere in the U.S., what happens to the pension situation? Because these people collecting their pension believe they are owed that pension. They believe that their union contract has guaranteed them to be taken care of for the rest of their lives. And if all of a sudden that payment doesn't come in, you will probably see a lawsuit on behalf of the pension folk suing the city of Detroit. But then again, what can you get out of an organization that has $380 million in current debts? How are you going to be able to extract anything from them?
As they say, you cannot squeeze blood from a stone, and Detroit sounds stone cold broke. I can't imagine what they will do. I don't know what they'll do. Certainly there have been private companies out there that have gone bankrupt, and then their assets have been sold off in order to pay for the pensions and that kind of thing. And I would say that those would be the first people that probably should be paid.
Mm.
But when you sell off the assets of the city of Detroit, I mean, what happens? I mean, the every other municipal organization that might rise up in its place or take over for it is going to expect those assets.
Right.
Right? So, I mean, if the county...
Here's your city. You've got nothing.
If the county that in which Detroit resides, and I can't think of... King County?
I don't know.
I think that might be it. I have to look that up. But so if King County takes over for Detroit, it's not prepared to do all the things that this big city was doing at that point. So
nor would it have the assets with which to do those things.
So it's going to need, if it's even going to have a shot.
We're going to sell City Hall here, Mark. What are they going to do?
Right. They need to have the police stations. They need to have the garbage dumps. They need to have the fire stations. They need to have all these things in order to provide the same level of service they were providing before.
Now, it again leads to another interesting question. Now, I don't know enough about, liquidating assets and bankruptcy, so maybe there's somebody out there who...
Wayne County.
...who knows these things, and you can call in at 855-450-FREE to enlighten us. But I'm going to jump to a conclusion here. The people who are taking pension payments they must be getting them from the municipal organization known as the City of Detroit, right? Because that's the organization that's in financial trouble here. I mean, the state is a different municipal kind of organization, or whatever you call. I know that they call city corporations municipal corporations, but I don't know about the state corporations. I don't know if they're considered municipal or not. I don't think they are. I think municipals is a term that has
governmental
to do with
corporations.
City.
I don't know
because everything is incorporated, like the you know the state of Michigan is incorporated. Sure. So the paychecks that are going to these pension people, the people that are receiving the pensions, are coming from the city of Michigan. So if they end up getting into this dire financial situation, and the federal government doesn't come swooping in with some sort of financial bailout, then they're going to have to sell off these assets and maybe even dissolve the city. I mean, ultimately, they could end up doing that, right? They could just call it, okay, there's no more Detroit. And now you can't sue Detroit anymore. So the pensioners, if that's what you want to call them, these guys that are receiving the checks, all of a sudden their checks stop coming. Well, all right, we're going to sue the city of Detroit. And they sue them, and then they get the city of Detroit to liquidate their assets in order to make one final payment to the people receiving pension. Then they have nothing left. Might as well just unincorporate the city at that point. Then those people receiving the pensions cannot collect anything further because the organization from which they had the agreement is now no longer in existence.
But so I've got it if you liquidate the assets. But do you really think that's what's going to happen? Here? Because
I don't know.
I don't think for a second here that the pensioners, so they have two choices, it seems to me. Either kind of turn Detroit into a modern wasteland that is unregulated or whatever and say, Wayne County, good luck. Or they have the option of saying, pensioners, go take a long walk off a short pier. Detroit is now the new Detroit. New Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, calling, basically unincorporating the municipal corporation known as Detroit and reincorporating another municipal organization.
True. What if they did
known
that?
As Detroit.
Yeah, what if they do that before the inevitable lawsuit from the union?
Even if they had the lawsuit, what difference would it make? I mean, this is the government. They do what they want. And
that's true.
They will.
But the union contracts are pretty powerful.
They will eat their own. And they've done it many times.
Well, right. Either the city's going to somehow eat the union or the union's going to eat the city, right? Because
I can see how the union, the city eats the union. Go screw yourself. That's how they do it, right? Mm. I mean, that's the long and
the
short. But
the union would take them to state court.
That's the short answer to what would happen.
Mm-hmm.
But look, how many times do you think judges have said, well, this is the only practical solution? We've seen it over and over again, including Supreme Court justices making decisions on gay marriage based on we don't know what the outcomes of gay marriage are. So that's a statement to utility, not a statement to law.
And the union's probably funded. They could probably afford to go to court against the city of Detroit.
It's not that they can't afford to go to court. It's that the judge is going to tell them, sorry, you don't have a case.
Maybe so, but then again, they do have a contract. 855-453.
You act like contracts matter to governments.
I understand that, Mark. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're coming up. Would love to have your thoughts. Hour 2 next. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and
know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.